Over its 25-year history, Sonoma County Conservation Action has had just 3 full-time executive directors. The newest one has been on the job just a few weeks now, but Carrie Fugit, a Sebastopol native, comes with a background well-suited to the varied demands of the position.
I've worked as a field researcher on impacts of agriculture on wildlife corridors. I'm bringing in my business background, working on operational systems and efficiencies and getting the most out of each dollar. And I'm bringing in my relationship skills with community organizing. As a millennial, I've grown up, born and raised in Sonoma County, mostly Sebastopol, but also the green belt between Renner Park and Santa Rosa. And I've really seen the pressures of development, increasing growth, and limited resources. It's a really stark difference from when I was growing up here.
She's well aware of the many issues the environmental advocacy organization is tracking in this election year.
Community separators, urban growth boundaries, managing sprawl while promoting walkable, livable communities with good public transport.
But remains committed to the core issues that have defined SCCA since its inception back in 1991.
Educating the public. We're knocking on 50,000 doors a year. It's building relationships with different community members, with neighbors, with leaders in the environmental world, the planning world, within government, within labor, and finding ways that we can work together. And it's mobilizing, continuing to put pressure on elected officials to make sure that they're really representing the voice and values of our community.
Even so, Fugit says, new approaches toward achieving those ends may be needed now. And Conservation Action can no longer take black and white positions on new development proposals.
It can't be an either or. We're going to always have growth pressures. And if we want to protect our environment, we have to admit that we have to work together. And both sides need to find a way to compromise a little bit.
The intention, she adds, is to advocate for city-centered growth while defending the urban growth boundaries between local cities. As the first woman to head Conservation Action, following lengthy terms by Mark Green and then Dennis Rosati, Fugit inherits an organization with high recognition and a solid reputation, both of which are tied to the group's long-standing practice of preparing and distributing issue-based report cards for all current local elected officials.
A lot of people are increasingly busy and don't have time to do the research that's needed on each of their elected officials. So we give that insight and condensed data. We continue to get really great response from that because it does do that research for the community with the clear values that we've stated. So if you are in support of our values, then you can use that as a tool to vote.
Those ratings often highlight which issues are most active and where, and some of them haven't changed that much over the past quarter century. But Fugit approaches that history with an optimistic spirit.
I really believe that the answers and the solutions that we're looking for exist, and we have such brilliant minds in this community that it really is just engaging people in the system, making sure they're getting out to vote, and making sure that we're getting the political leaders in place that will support those measures.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.